Today's shiur is an erev in daf mem beis. We will begin on daf mem aleph amud beis, four lines from the bottom of the amud, with the words Amar Rav Papa. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that if someone was forcibly taken out by goyim on Shabbos from his tchum and then brought back into his original tchum, says the Mishnah, the din is ki'ilu lo yatza. We consider it as if he never left his tchum, and he has the full usage of the tchum, 2,000 amos in each direction. Rav Papa discusses what the din would be concerning the person's fruit, or for that matter, his other possessions. The Gemara in Beah tells us that not only is a person's movements restricted by the halachas of tchumim, but also his animals and possessions as well. For example, if this item, the fruit, for example, would be outside of my own tchum of 2,000 amos, and it would be in your tchum, or in your city, so even though you're allowed to go throughout your city, or you're allowed to go throughout your tchum, but you could only move that item for amos, because since the possession of mine goes after my tchum, and since it's already past my tchum, it would not be able to be moved more than arba amos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Peirush sheyatzu chutz l'tchum, if peirush were taken outside of a tchum, the chazru, and then they were brought back, a fill of the mezid, even if this was done with intention, loy hifsidu es mekoyman, they do not lose their previous status. Rashi explains, for example, if it's yontiv, so where you're allowed to carry on yontiv throughout the city, so the din is that you could carry it throughout the city as if it's Dalet Amos, and beyond the city you have another 2,000 Amos. If it would be Shabbos, and it would be Osir to carry in the city, but at least you would be allowed to eat it in the place where the fruit was taken back. My Taima, so the Gemara asks a question, why is this so? The Gemara means to ask, since we learned yesterday that if there was any das involved, either the person leaving the tchum, he did it b'mezid, or b'mezid if he was taken out by goyim, but b'mezid he decided to go back to his tchum, either way he only has dalet amos, so why do we say here for the peiris that the halacha is that if it was brought back, for example, into the tchum or into the city, that he can go throughout the whole city or the whole tchum, he should only have dalet amos, just like by a person. Why is fruit different? And for the Gemara, anusim ninu, because the fruit, an inanimate object, obviously didn't carry itself out or back in. It was done by someone else. So therefore, it has the same halacha as a person, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Mishayt Siyu Nachrim and Hichziru, they took him out and they took him back in. The Mishnah says in the second line of the Mishnah, Ki'ilu Vayatza. It's as if, since nothing was done with his intention, either going out or coming back, the halacha is that it's as if he never left. So the fruit has that same din as a person who was forced by the goyim in and out. Eisver, Rabbi Yosef Bar Shammai, Rav Papa. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Shammai asked the question to Rav Papa. L'chayru, we see from Rav Nechemi and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, not like that. Rav Nechemi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Oimrim, they said in a braisa, lo masurin, that it is usur to eat this fruit, for example, ad sheyachsaru l'mekoymen shoygigin. And here we have two conditions. Number one, it has to be brought back to its original place. And number two, it cannot have been done b'mezid in any way. It had to only have been done by accident that the person took the fruit out of the tchum. So what can we medayek from the words of the Mechemin Rav Lezer ben Yaakov? B'shoygeg in b'mezid loy. You need a condition of shoygeg, but not b'mezid. So how could Rav Papa, who's an Amoira, how could he disagree with Rav Nechemia and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov that they say b'feirish not like Rav Papa? Because Rav Papa said, afilu b'mezid loy hefsidu es mekoymon, and they can be carried all over, and they also can be eaten. And here we see that b'mezid they cannot be eaten. And for the Gemara, Tanoihi, that it's a machloikis Tanoim, and therefore Rav Papa will choose like one of the Tanoim. Where do we see it's a machloikis Tanoim? The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Now the following Amud is going to have a lot of Shakavatar back and forth, and the main idea of the Gemara is to explain to us what the machloikis that we're going to find between the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemiah is all about. And depending on how we interpret the machloikis, then Rav Papa may be correct that it is a machloikis tanoi. So let's see first what the Tanakhama says. The Sanya we learned in a brisa. Peirush yatsu chutz l'tchum. If peirush were taken out of a tchum, b'shoigeg yoichlu. If they were taken out b'shoigeg, they can be eaten. B'mezid lo yoichlu. B'mezid, they cannot be eaten. So we're going to call, to make the Gemara simple here, or simpler, we're going to call sheyatsu chutz l'tchum by the phrase shaloi b'mkoimam. So the Tanakhama is telling us that fruit that was taken out and it remained shaloi b'mkoyma, not in its original place, was taken out of the tchum. So the din is that b'shoigig, if this was done, it could be eaten. B'mezid, if it was done, it cannot be eaten. The reason it cannot be eaten b'mezid is because you are having hanor from something that was done on Shabbos, and we know halacha that any thing that was done on Shabbos, any Maaseh Shabbos, you cannot have hanor from. So b'mezid lo yoichlu. Even though we learned before, Tosfos asked this kasha, divrei amaskal lo yafsidu es mekoyman, that Rav Papa said it was taken out and then it was taken back in, nothing happened. It's just like it was before. You're having hanor from Maaseh Shabbos that was done on Shabbos. Tosfos answers, since that isser is only a drabonin of taking it back from leaving the tchum and taking it back, it's only drabonin. And in actuality, you never gained anything, because you're back to square one. You're back to where you started from. So therefore, that's not considered having hanor from Maaseh Shabbos. And that's why Rav Papa said, lo yafsidu es mekoyman. You didn't lose anything, and we don't give you a knas not to use it. However, over here, where it's shaloi b'mkoyman, and it's remaining shaloi b'mkoyman, then b'mezid lo yoichlu. Then you can't eat it b'mezid, because you are having hanor from Maaseh Shabbos. But b'shoigeg yoichlu. So Rashi explains that even though it's outside of the tchum, so who's going to eat it b'shoigeg? You are not allowed to go outside of the tchum. So it means that if somebody else's tchum encompassed that food, or there was a city where the 2,000 amas from the city encompassed that food, then those people could go ahead and eat that food b'shoigeg. So that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Now we turn to the Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Nechemiah Omer, Rav Nechemiah disagrees, and he says, b'mkoyman yoichlu, shaloi b'mkoyman lo yoichlu. If it's returned to its place, you can eat it. If it's not returned to its place, you can't eat it. So what we have here is that according to the Tanakhama, there was a chilek made between what? Between shoigeg and mezid. According to Rav Nechemiah, what was the chilek? Not in shoigeg and mezid, in b'mkoyman and shaloi b'mkoyman. So now the Gemara wants to know, my b'mkoyman. What did Rav Nechemiah mean with his words of b'mkoyman? Is it a case of shoigeg or is it a case of mezid? Rav Nechemiah doesn't say. So ilay b'mkoyman b'mezid. If I'm going to say Rav Nechemiah means that it was in its place b'mezid, so then if you're going to say that Rav Nechemiah means b'mkoyman is mutter b'mezid, and then what would come out? It would come out like Rav Papa. Then Rav Nechemiah would hold like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said if it was returned b'mezid to its place, it went back to its place, so he said b'mezid that you could eat it. So if Rav Nechemiah meant to be Rav Papa Shita that it's mutter, Voktani Behedya, we learned a lot like that. We learned a brice on Amud Beis, at the bottom of Amud Beis, Rav Nechemiah, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Oimrim, Lo Oila Masurin, Ad She Yachsuru Limkoiman Shoigegin. Only shoigeg and not mezid. So Rav Nechemiah can't contradict himself. So you can't say that Rav Nechemiah, when he said b'mkoyman, meant mezid. It has to be that he meant shoigeg. So we deduce b'shoigeg in b'mezid loy. So therefore, when Rav Nechemiah on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph says b'mkoyman yoichlu, he can't be referring to mezid. He has to be referring to shoigeg. Shoigegin b'mezid loy. Elalav b'mkoyman b'shoigeg. So you have to say that what Nechemiah said b'mkoyman, he meant that it's b'mkoyman b'shoigeg. So in order to explain this Gemara, which is a little complicated, but I believe to make it simple, to simplify it, let's think of the following. There are four cases There's Bimkoimon and Shaloimon Koimon, and there's Shaygig and Mezid. So it is clear, two things are clear, and the other two things we have a question. The two clear things are that if it's Bimezid, Shaloibim Koimon, you never brought it back into where you started from, then that for sure is Usher. That's what we have on the bottom of Membez on the base. We have Bishaygigin Bimezid Loi. That if it's Bimezid, and what was that case over there? The last line, Perisha Yatsu Chutz L'tchum. So you're speaking about what? It's Shaloi Bimkoimon. We said Bimezid Layachl. So Shaloi Bimkoimon Bimezid, where you have two strikes against you. You're not back where you started. You're outside of the Tchum. And you did it Bimezid. There, Kuli Alma holds that you cannot eat it. What about when you have two things to your advantage, which are Bimkoimon, you brought it back, and you only did it Bishoigeg? Then everybody holds that's we said, even Rav Nechemya holds that it's Mutter. And his lashon is La'oilam Asurin Ad Sheyachzru Lumkoimon Shoigegin. So if it's Bimkoimon and Shoigegin, then everybody holds Mutter. The question is, what about the two other cases, which will be Shoigeg Shaloi Bimkoimon? So you have one advantage that it's Shoigeg, you have a disadvantage Shaloi Bimkoimon, and the other case is Mezid Bimkoimon. Again, you have one advantage, it's Bimkoimon, you have one disadvantage, it's Bimezid. What about over there? So the Gemara wants to say that Rav Nechemya at this point will hold that it's only Mutter Shoigeg Bimkoimon. And the Gemara understands, if Rav Nechemya is saying it's only Mutter B'Shoigeg B'Mkoimon, he comes to argue on the Tanakama. Because apparently he heard from the Tanakama that the Tanakama was Mater B'Mkoimon, even B'Mezid. So the Gemara, what's bothering the Gemara right now is, where do you see that in the Tanakama? The Tanakama's case was what? Perish Sheyatsu Chutz L'Tchum. The Tanakama's case is a case of Shaloi Bimkoimon. We don't know what he would hold Bimkoimon. So therefore, the Gemara has to say, V'chsurei mechsuri, there are words missing. And once we put in those words, then we see exactly what the Tanakama holds. By the way, Rav Huttner in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak tells us that chsurei mechsuri, the words are missing, or for that matter, when the Chazal say, Torah's aniyim b'makam echad v'ashirim b'makam acher, they're rich one place and poorer, you sometimes have to go to another part of Shas to find an answer. What Chazal were doing is, because Be'etzim Torah Shabbat Peh was not supposed to be written down, Dvar Shabbat Peh it was only a Hiroa Shah, Ace Lassus, because the Rebbe saw the Torah would be forgotten, so therefore he began to write it down. But even after they wrote Torah down, they made sure that you'd still have to have a Rebbe, and you'd still have certain situations where it wouldn't make sense unless you delved into it and the Rebbe explained to you, and that's what the Gemara is doing here. Chesuri Mechsuri, there are words missing. That's the purpose of otherwise we don't understand why are the words missing. So that's the purpose that explains Rav Huttner. So chsuri mechsuri, what words are missing? V'hachi tari. Pei rishi yatsu chutz l'tchum. V'shoigi yoichlu b'mezid lo yoichlu. Those words we have. But here are the words that are missing. B'medvor ma'murim shaloi b'mkoyman. When did the Tanakama say that that works, that Shoigeg is good, Amazed is not good? That's Shaloi Bimkoimon. Avo Bimkoimon. If it was returned to its original place, Afila Bimazid, Yoichlu, then even Bimazid, you could eat it. So it comes out, according to this pshat, that the Rabbanon, when you have, this is the way Rashi explains it, what the Rabbanon hold, when you have one Mila, you have Mezid Bimkoimon. So it's Bimkoimon. You have Shoigeg, Shaloi Bimkoimon. You have one Mila, that's also good that you can eat it. The Rabbanon hold, it's only no good, you can't eat it when you have two Chesroinus. It is Mezid, Shaloi Bimkoimon. Now, what is Rav Nechemya coming to argue? V'os Rav Nechemya l'meimer. Rav Nechemya is coming to say, as Rashi explains, that klal that you said, that Shoigeg is good and Mezid is not good, you said it in the wrong place. You were saying it in Shaloi Bimkoimon. No, it's only Bimkoimon where you say that klal. But Shaloi Bimkoimon, even B'Shoigeg is no good. The only place Shoigeg is good is Bimkoimon. Why? Because then you have two milas. You have Shoigeg and Bimkoimon. The Osir of the Chemil Meimer, Afilu Bimkoimon Nami, the Shoigeg in Bimezid Loi. So at this point in the Gemara, it would come out that Rapapa holds like the Tanakama. Ein Echanami Reb Nechemi holds you need two milas. You need Shoigeg and Bimkaimon, but the Tanakhama holds the way we explained it with the Chsuri Mechsuri, that it's good enough one mila. Which mila? Either Shoigik Shloi Bimkaimon or Mezid Bimkaimon. Ah, that's what Rapapa said. Mezid Bimkaimon is mutter to eat it. So Rapapa comes out to hold like the Tanakhama. Says the Gemara, loy. I don't have to say the pshat that you said with a whole chasuri mechsuri. I'll leave out, as Rashi explains, without a chasuri mechsuri. B'mezid, b'mkoyman, the kuliyama loipli yedosir. I'll tell you that when you have one chasorin, which chasorin? The chasorin of mezid, and even though you have the mile of mekoyman, maybe Tanakama and Rav Nechemya, everybody holds that it's not good. And it'll come out that everybody does not hold like Rapapa. V'hacha, so what's the machlokes Tanakama and Rav Nechemya? B'shoigeg shalayim kaimon pligi. Only that particular case. In other words, as Rashi explains, that the Tanakama was saying that there is a chilek between shoigeg and mezid by shalayim kaimon, and on that there's no chesuri mechsuri. We're not getting into Mezid Bim Kaiman. The Tanakhama also agreed that Mezid Bim Kaiman is not good. You can't eat it. But he was saying that Shoigeg Shaloi Bim Kaiman is acceptable. Comes along Rav Nechemya, and he says that no, Shoigeg is only good Bim Kaiman. It's not good Shaloi Bim Kaiman. That's the crux of the Machlaikis. But in Mezid Bim Kaiman, everybody holds not like Rapapa that it is not good. So, The two extremes, there's no Shylon. And clearly there's a machloikis in Shoigeg Shaloi Bim Kaiman. The question of the whole sugya over here, is there also a machloikis in Rapapa's din of Mezid Bim Kaiman? So first the Gemara wanted to say, yes, there is. Now the Gemara wants to say, maybe I could learn, no, there's no machloikis. The whole machloikis is by Shoigeg Shaloi Bim Kaiman. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Mezid Bim Kaiman, the Kuliyama Loi Pligidasar against Rapapa, the Hacha Bishoigeg, Shaloi Bim Kaiman Pligidasar. And here the Machlaik says, by Shoigeg, Shaloi Bim Kaiman, Tanakama Savar Bishoigeg, Shari, Shaloi Bim Kaiman. Tanakama holds that Shoigeg is Mutter by Shaloi Bim Kaiman, Rav Nechemya Savar, Rav Nechemya holds, Afilish Shoigeg, even Shoigeg, Bim Kaiman in Shaloi Bim Kaiman Loi. It's only good when it's Bim Kaiman, when you have two milas, but where you only have one mila of Shoigeg, Shaloi Bim Kaiman, it's no good. So there's one, according to this, there are three cases where we have no machlokes, and we only have a machlokes in one. Zok the Gemara, no, and this is the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that there's two things that Rav Nechemya and the Tanakhama argue in. Even in Mezid Bim Kaiman, there's also a machlokes. V'amidik Tani Seifa. Since it says in the Seifa, and the Rishash takes out the word Seifa, because it's really not the Seifa of that Brisa, but it's a totally different Brisa. So we're just going to learn without the word Seifa. V'amidik Tani. Since we learned on Amid Beis, that Brisa, that Rav Nechemya, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Oimrim, Lo'oilam, and I'm stressing the word Lo'oilam, Lo'oilam Asurin, Atche Yachzer L'Mekoyim, and Shoigegin, Shoigegin, B'mezid Lo'i, as Rashi explains. If you were to tell me that the whole, if you were right, that the whole Machloikis is by Shoigeg Shaloi Bim Kaiman, then all that Rav Nechemya should have said with Rav Lezer ben Yaakov in that Brisa is the exact words that he said on top of our Amid here. How did Rav Nechemya express himself on the top of the Amid? Rav Nechemya Aimer Bim Kaiman Yoichlu, Shaloi Bim Kaiman La Yoichlu. And Rashi says we would know what is he referring to Shoigeg. That which you Tanakama was Matar B'Shoigeg, even Shaloi Bim Kaiman, I'm only Matar Bim Kaiman. That would have sufficed. Why did Rav Nechemya in that Brisa change his wordage and he says, Lo'oilam asurin ad sheyachzer l'mekoyim and shoyg again? So the answer is, because he's trying to say that I disagree with you in two points. You want to permit Mezid Bim Kaiman, and you want to permit Shoigeg Shaloi Bim Kaiman. If you have one mila, it's good, you can eat it. I disagree, and I say you have to have two milas. Shoigeg is only good with Mekoyman. But Einechanami, what does the Tanakhama hold? Like Rapapa, that Mezid Bim Kaiman is Mutter. And on that, Rav Nechemya says, Lo'olam, you need two milas. Otherwise, you should have said it the way he said it on the top of our Amid.
Mechlal, the Tanakhama Sofer, Bemezid Namishori. So from this special usage of the word La'olam, we see that the Tanakhama, he's arguing on that halach of the Tanakhama of Mezid, the Tanakhama of Mezid Bimkoyman is Mutter, Shmami, Nari Gemara remains with this. This is Rapapa's Raya, that it's a Mechloikis Tanoim, and therefore Rapapa says, I have the right to paskin like the Tanakhama, that Mezid Bimkoyman is Mutter. It's only Usher by Mezid Shaloi Bimkoyman, but Mezid Bimkoyman or Shaloi Bimkoyman is Mutter. What is the halacha? So Taisvis on the Divya Maska Mechlal, the top Taisvis says, Nira the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Frek Taisvis, we have a klal b'chol hashas that the Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who is the partner of Rabbi Nechemia's Kavanaki, and Rashi explains further in the Masechta what does kavanaki mean. Kav, it's a small amount. A kav is not a big amount. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't say many things in Shas. He says small amount. But when he speaks clearly, without any psoilus. When he speaks, it's to the point, he's always right. So he's always right. And from Taisus, we see a klal that even there's a question, when do you say this rule that halachic Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because mishnasai kavanaki, do you say it only by mishnayis or do you say it even by brises? So first of all, we see from Taisus that the klal would even apply to brises, because we're dealing here only with brises. But then Taisus says another klal, that since Rav Papa, who's a basroi, comes out and paskins like the bar plukta of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and we have a rule halacha kibasroi, the halacha goes like the basroi. So therefore Taisus says the end of the sugi is we paskin like Tanakhama against Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore Taisus says whether it is mezid bimkoyman or whether it is shaygik shalai bimkoyman, where you only have one mila, the halacha is that it will be mutter. It's interesting that the Rush brings down a Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, what does it mean mishnasa kav Kavanaki, Kav's Begamatria 102, he says, we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in 102 places in Shas. And what the Taisus is saying over here is that this is not one of the 102 places. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Now, since we had on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, a halacha of Erevin, that Rav Nachman bar Shmuel said, you find that the two lines before the sugi gets wide over there. There, Rav Nachman Shmuel said that if Yotzel Adas, he only has Dalet Amis. So now the Gemara is going to quote two other halachas of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel that have to do with a Ruvei Tchumen. The first halacha is a simple one, and the second one is a more complicated one. Let's start with the simple one. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Hoya Mahalach. If a person was walking out of his city, and he wants to go 2,000 amas in this direction, ve'eni yedei atchum Shabbos, he doesn't know where the Tchum Shabbos ends. So the din is, mahalach alpayim psios beninis. He walks 2,000 medium steps of a medium person, and the Magen Avraham explains that an average person's foot itself is a half amma, and the amount of space between one foot and the other when he walks is likewise a half amma. So together, it's a walk of one amma. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that Ein Chanami, a bigger person who with his walk, he walks more than an amma at a time, or a smaller person who walks less than an amma at a time, they have to adjust themselves according to the mida beinis, because you're only allowed to have 2,000 ammas. And the shorter person, we don't want to penalize him that he has less than 2,000 ammas. So you always have to measure it with an average person where his average step is one amma, so he goes 2,000 average steps. Vizuhi Tchum Shabbos, and this is Tchum Shabbos, and he knows where the Tchum Shabbos ends. Now we come to a little more complicated halacha. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. He said another halacha concerning Eruv Tchumen. Shavas Bebikah. If somebody was kind of shvisa, he started the Shabbos in an open field. There are no mechitzos around his field. V'kifu nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the goyim put a fence around where he is staying, and they encompassed an area that's larger than the 2,000 amas. And Rashi tells us that it had to be, in the first line of the wide Rashis, it had to be Hook of Ladira. Because if it's not Hook of Ladira, then we've learned earlier in the Masechta that a karfeif, that you only get sasayim. You only get base sasayim. You only get two saws of space.
And as you get the 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, 5,000 square amas, you don't get more than that. So here it's speaking about hikifu, they made it muk of ladira, they connected it to a house, and therefore he would be able to get his full 2,000 amas. So the halacha is, we have a machloikis actually, between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, says, now we're going to have here two questions. One is, how far can he walk? The other question is, how far is he allowed to move things in this space? So Rav Nachman is more lenient, and Rav Nachman says, Mahalach alpayim amo. He can go walking for 2,000 amas. Umetaltel bekula yadei zrika. He can throw things even past his 2,000 amas in the whole surrounding, in the whole area that the mechitzos surround. Now, the first yisod we have to know, Rashi tells us, is that the Gemara is going, that a mechitza that was made on Shabbos is considered a mechitza. Now, let's analyze each halacha. Why does he go alpayim amo? So Rashi has a question. Really, we learned that whenever you have mechitzas, you're in a city, for example, and the city is 10 miles long. You can walk throughout the whole city, because the whole city is considered Dalet Amos. Yet over here, we don't say that the enclosure is considered Dalet Amos, and he could walk 2,000 Amos beyond the enclosure. We say all he has is 2,000 Amos. So Rashi says the reason is why? Because the only time you say that the whole enclosure is Dalet Amos is if he was in the enclosure during Bein HaShemashes. But over here, they put the enclosure around him on Shabbos. So Memela, all he can get is 2,000 Amos. So Rashi asks a question. We see in the Mishnah from Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that if the Goyim brought him into an enclosure on Shabbos, he can walk the entire enclosure. So why don't I say the same thing? And as what's the difference according to Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel says, if I bring you into as the Mishnah says, deer or a sohar on Shabbos. So I bring you into the mechitzas. You can walk the whole distance which the mechitzas surround. Here, where you stayed in your place and they built around you mechitzas, here we only give you 2,000 amas. What's the difference? So Rashi says a very fundamental difference. That by the case where the goyim bring you into the deer or the soar, so over there, you really, when a goy takes you by force out of your place, you only get Dalet Amos. So the Chachamim were mekel, and they said, you know what? We'll give you the whole deer and sower to be considered as Dalet Amos. You're penalized by the goy taking you out of your place. You only are supposed to get, if it was in a bikka, you'd only get Dalet Amos. So we're going to be lenient, and we're going to say the whole sower is considered Dalet Amos. Mashiach came over here. How much are you getting? You're getting, you don't lose your 2,000 Amos because they put mechitzas around you. So then we're not going to say you're getting 2,000 Amos anyway. We're going to say, oh, we're going to consider the whole enclosure as 4 Amos. That the Chachamim were not lenient to do. So that explains the halacha of Mahalach Alpayim Amos. Now, Metaltal Bikula Al Yedei Zrika. So Rashi says that you can even do outside of the 2,000 Amos. In other words, they have created a Rishus HaYochid for you with the enclosure. So in terms of you can't walk there, but you could throw things there. And the Magen Avraham explains, you could throw things that belong to another person. Obviously, as we learned before, your possessions go with your dinim. If you can't walk past 2,000 Amos, then obviously you can't throw or carry anything past those 2,000 Amos either. But other people whose tchumen go up to where you are, so you would be allowed to throw to them their things, not your things. They are allowed to throw their things which go by their 2,000 amas. So you could take it. You're not allowed to walk outside of your 2,000 amas. But it is a rishus hayochid in terms of throwing things. And you're throwing their things which have that tchum, is a eligible tchum for them. So memela, you're allowed to throw it bekula in the entire area. This is the shita of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel. Rav Huna disagrees. He says, Mahalach alpayim amo. You can go 2,000 amas. I agree in that sense with Rav Nachman. Umetaltel dalet amas, but you could only be metaltel amas. And Rashi says, but not more than dalet amas. And you can't even do it with zrika. So Rashi asks, we just said that even though you couldn't be metaltal, the Tanakhama, what did the Tanakhama hold here? What did Rav Nachman hold? That even though you can't walk past the 2,000 amos, but you could throw it. So maybe over here also I should be able to throw. Rashi says that, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon, you can't even be metaltal more than 4 amos. According to Rav Huna, you can only be metaltal 4 amos. You could walk 2,000. Not only can't you throw it past 2,000, you can't even throw it within the 2,000 past the 4 amos. The reason, let me speak it out now. The reason is, we're afraid at the 2,000 mark, if you're going to be able to throw it inside of past 2,000, so you might come to walk past 2,000 also. I threw it past 2,000, now I'll walk past 2,000. So the Rabbanim made a gzeira that you're usher to throw it past 2,000 because you might end up walking past 2,000. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, so why can't I at least throw it where I am? The Gemara says, because it's considered like one field that's open, b'meluyo, like we had earlier in the Masechta, to a makom asur la. For me, it's asur to walk past my 2,000 amos. So it's like we consider the bika, which is now surrounded with fences, cut in half. Half I can stay on, half I'm not allowed to stay on. So my whole area is considered. You don't let me throw there either. I can't walk, it's past my tchum. I can't throw because maybe I'll walk I'll walk past the 2,000 amos after my chayfitz if I'm allowed to throw it there. So my whole area is considered nifrats. It's opened up without any gates, without any doors. It's b'meluya, totally opened up into the other half where I'm not allowed to go. I have no access to. Memele, it's usher even in your 2,000 amos to carry anything or to throw things as well. All you have is your dalet amos. By the way, in the first sheet of Rav Nachman, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that in my 2,000 amos, where Rav Nachman permits even to throw past the 2,000 amos. In my 2,000 amos, not only can I throw, I can carry it. And Tosfos says no, because of this concept that your half is nifrats to the other half, so since you're not allowed to carry in the other half, so Mimele, you can't carry in your half either. Legabe Zrika, Rav Nachman holds, I can throw in my half, in my 2,000 amos, and I can throw past my 2,000 amos. We're not Geyser, maybe you'll run after your item past the 2,000 amos. Right? But Legabe carrying, I'm not allowed to carry past the 2,000 amos. Mimele, I can't carry even in my own. That's how Tosfos learns. Mashenkin Rashi learns that I'm allowed to carry in my own. I'm allowed to throw past. That's in Rav Nachman. Let's see the Gemara inside. Frank the Gemara, Rav Huna, Amar Mahalach, Alpaim Amitalto Dalad Amis, Vinatalto Bekula, Al Yadei Zerika, why can't I throw like Rav Nachman said in the whole area? Because Shema Yimshach Achafetz, it's Exer de Rabbanin, if you're allowed to throw there, you might come to run there past the 2,000 Amis as well. Frank the Gemara, good, I can't throw past the 2,000, but Be Alpaim Mulatalto Kurche, why can't I throw and be metaltal normally in the 2,000 amos? After all, I have mechitzas around me, and there's no problem in the 2,000 amos of what? Shema yimshachach cheftzai. I'm allowed to walk here. I'm allowed to carry here. So why? What's the problem? Why can't I carry normally in the 2,000 amos? The Gemara answers: Mishum dahavi kimechitzas shenifritz of b'mluya l'makom asurah. It's because this half of the enclosure is like open to the other half of the enclosure all the way, and it's asur in the other past the 2,000 amos. Memelei asur it's sigh for carrying, sigh for throwing within the first 2,000 amas. Chia barav omer mahalach alpayim amas. You can go 2,000 amas. Umetaltala balpayim amas. And you can also move it for 2,000 amas. Not only throw it, you can move it as well. So the Gemara asks, Keman, who are you going like? The Leiker of Nachum, the Leiker of Huna. And Rashi explains, Mamanashach. If you're worried about Gzeira, you're asur hiluch mishum, you're asuring zrikim mishum hiluch, so then it should only be mutter 4 amos, as we just explained. And if you're not worried about the Gzeira of Zrika atu hiluch, then it should be mutter lizrek bekulai. And he has a sheet in the middle. He allows you to walk 2,000 amos, and he allows you to carry 2,000 amos. That's not like Rav Nachman, and not like Rav Huna. Amos says, the Gemara, you're right. Metalto barba. What he meant to say is, walk 2,000? He can only carry, because he holds like Rav Huna. That's what the Gemara asks right away. So that is exactly Rav Huna Shita. Ema v'chein on Rav Chiya Barav. Ein Echonami say that that's exactly what Rav Chiya Barav holds. He holds like Rav Huna, and Mimele, he's worried that you might come to walk past 2,000 Amos, and therefore it's Asur, Zrika, Mishum Hilach. You can walk 2,000 Amos, but if you only carry 4 Amos. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, we, it comes out from this whole sugi, we have a machloikis, were they geyser on Zrika, Atu Hilach, in the part past the 2,000 Amos, or even past the 4 Amos, were they geyser? Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, loy tifurga leder Shmuel. I said my din in the name of Shmuel. Don't argue on Shmuel. Shmuel's right. There is no gzer. The Sanya Kavasei. We learned a brice like him, the Sanya. Now we turn to Mem Beis Amud Beis. Hoya, and these words are mixed together, they should be separated. Hoya modeit uba, if somebody was measuring the 2,000 amas and he was coming. The kosum idas b'chatzio year, and his 2,000 amas ended in the middle of a city. Mutr letalto b'cholo ir kula. You're allowed to be metalto. You can move the article in the whole city. Ubavad shlo yavr satchum b'raglav. You shouldn't go past the 2,000 amas with your feet. So Rashi explains, and the Mephorshim explain, that the only time we have a rule that the whole city is considered like Dalet Amos, that's if you were Shoivis there, Bein HaShemashes, in the city, you were Kohen HaShvisa there, then the whole city has a din like Dalet Amos. But, or where we had a case of Ram Gamliel, where the Goyim brought you by force into the city, we also give you the whole city as Dalet Amos. But where you were measuring your Erev and it ended in the middle of the city, you're only allowed to walk to where your Tchum ended. But you could be Metalto in the whole city. But my Metalto, asked the Gemara. Now, if you can't walk there, how could you be metalto? Lav, is it not Ayidei Zrika? That you could throw it. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, I have a riot to Shmuel, that where you are not allowed to walk, but you could still be Zorik. And we're not Geyser, Shema Yimshech Acher. Maybe he'll go after the Chavitz and he'll go past his 2,000 Amos. Amr Rav Huna, or as the Bach is Garis, V'Rav Huna Amr Loch, Rav Huna will tell you, Loi Ayidei Meshicha. No, it's permitted through pulling it to you. In other words, Rav Huna comes up, according to this Girsa, he says that what I meant to Asur, as Tosis explains, is only from here out, but where I could pull from there in, it's mutter. Right? In other words, all along the demarcation line of the 2,000 Amas that stop in the city, I could pull it to me. I can't throw it, because if I throw, I might run after it. But if I pull it to me, then we're not geyser shema yimshach. So Tosfos asks the kasha. So how can we said before that it's an area that's open to the other area b'mluya to a makom iser? According to this pshat, it's only usher to throw. It's mutter to be mamshach. So Tosfos says ein echanami. That which we say it's usher is only to throw. But ein echanami, it has to go from the in out. But ein echanami, let's say I'm going to move towards the center. I'm going to throw away from the tchum line. I'm going to throw back to my city, back to the beginning of my tchum. Then I'm okay. The whole makom asur is only to go from in out and not from out in. Now, some are not goyristis, and the reason they're not goyris probably is because it's a very doichik teretz. Because what does the Mishnah say? That he's mutter letalta b'chola yirkula. According to this pshat, he's only mutter along the line to schlep in. But let's say 100 amas further where I can't reach, I'm not, and it's mashia from the Mishnah, it's mashia, I'm allowed to move all through the city. So that's why, according to most Rishonim, we're not goyis this, and in Echonami, it's like Rav Huna Shita L'chaira is difficult from the Brisa that we just brought. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the following halacha. Ha'yo moideid uba, v'kalsum idasu b'chatzi chatzer. If somebody was measuring and it came out to half of a chatzer, ain loy al chatzi chatzer. All he gets is the chatzi chatzer. Rashi has two pshatim. We'll learn the easier pshat. And that is that the Gemara is not discussing throwing at all. The Gemara is discussing walking. So ain loy al chatzi chatzer. Rashi has a gears lahalech.
to go. I'm allowed to go half of the chatzar up to where my erev ends, my tchum, and not beyond. Frey de Gemara pshita. Of course, I can't go beyond. It's past my erev. So the Gemara says, "Ema yesh loy chatzi chatzar." The chiddush is I have at least half of the chatzar. Frey de Gemara hain nami pshita. That's also pshit. Why? I can walk up till the end of my erev. Everybody holds that I can walk till the end of the tchum. What's the problem? No, the Gemara says, where is this ending? Mount is saying that this is ending in a chatzar. In other words, in a chatzar, the way the Rashi explains it is, there's more shash, things that are in a chatzar. People move around through the whole chatzar. So the case of Rav Huna, where he was matir till now, is in a bika, an open field that was surrounded by the goyim with mechitzos. But something that from the beginning of Shabbos had the walled around it, so there, I would think that maybe the person will think he's used to carrying in a chatzar, so maybe I shouldn't even allow him to walk the 2,000 amas because he'll come to carry, or as the Mephoshim say, not only to carry, but even to walk beyond the 2,000 Amis. The Gemara just mentioned one of two possibilities. Kamash Milan, that we're not chayshish for that, that even if it ends in a chatzar, he's allowed to walk the 2,000 Amis up to the chatzar. Amar Rav Nachman, Moideli Huna, and he calls him Huna, he doesn't call him Rab Huna, they were colleagues, so he called them without the title of Rab Huna. Huna is Moide to me, Hoya Moide Ruba, the Kolsom Yidosi al Svas Tikra, that if the 2,000 Amas ended at a, Rashi explains, it was a house that the wall of the house fell in, and now it's completely open, and his Tchum ends right under the roof of this open house, that mutter l'taltum cholabayis, you're allowed to move it throughout the entire house. Even though Rav Huna said what? Even though Rav Huna said in the case of Bika that you're only allowed to move things four amis because of all the cheshbonis that we gave before, but, and we're worried that Shema Yimshach, that maybe he'll go after his chayfetz, and we made Xera, that he can't throw it beyond the 2,000 Amis, and then he can't even do it even beyond 4 Amis, but over here by a house, he'll be moited that there's no Xera of Shema Yimshach. My time, what's the reason? Hoil the Tikras Habayis Chayvetes, because there's a clear, Rashi explains, there's a clear line. When he looks ahead, what does he see? Where's his 2,000 Amis ending? Not in an open field, but rather in a pitikra, there is a wall that presses down, the roof presses down, so Mimela he'll have a clear line in front of him, don't go any further, Mimela it's mutter, and we're not worried that he'll jump into the house after his chayfetz. Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nassan Kitanoi. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nassan wants to say that this shaila that we've had in the whole sugya, whether we're geyser on the zrika atu the hilach, is b'amas machlokes tanoi, because we learned in our mishnah, Hoyli chuli or acheres. If the goyim took him into a different city, v'nasnu bedir, and they put him into a dir or soyar, which a corral, an enclosed area, Rav Gamliel, Rav Lazar ben Azariah, Imre Mahalachas Kula, it said in the Mishnah, they can walk through the whole place. If the goyim put him there, Rav Yishuv, Rav Akiva, Imre, ein lo yala arba amis, he only has four amis. My love, what's the machlekes between these tanoim? Rav Gamliel, Rav Lazar ben Azariah, do Amru Mahalachas Kula, deloy gazri hiluch dir v'soyar, otu hiluch bebika, because they hold that even though in a bika, what's the halacha by bika? How much does he get? If the goyim threw him into a bika, what does he get? Four amis, and that's it. But if they brought him into an enclosed area, there he gets the whole thing, because people can mix up one to the other. Teretz says, we're not worried that people will mix up. So, umid a hiluch, ata hiluch loy gozri. Bifalt Rav Lazar ben Azariah Gamliel, we're not gozer one place, a soyar. They were not geyser atu a bika. A bika is only four amis, and a soyar gets the whole 9 yards, gets the whole enclosure. So they weren't geyser. So the huadin tiltul atu hilach loy gazri. Similarly, they wouldn't be geyser tiltul atu hilach. They wouldn't say that you can't be metaltel in the 2,000 amis because, or throw past the 2,000 amas, because maybe you'll run after your chayfetz. V'Rabbi Yishuv, Rabbi Kiva, do'aymrim ein lo yala arba amas, the gazri hilach dir v'soyer ata hilach de bika. Because why did Rabbi Kiva machmer on a dir v'soyer? You have an enclosure. Why do you only get four amas? Teretz says, if I'm going to let you go throughout the whole place, you'll mix it up with what? With a bika, which only gets four amas. Umid a hilach ata hilach gazri, tiltul ata hilach nami gazri. So the Gemara, where we're ending today, is the Gemara
Gemara thinks that this machloikis is actually the machloikis tanoim. Tomorrow we'll see that the Gemara slugs it up and says lav dafka.